Excerpt from the local journal of Recruit Station 10. Redacted. Far be it from us to be the voice of reason in this debacle. We are the Knights of the Temple, and we shouldn't be the ones to say you are focusing on the wrong enemy. Why are you fighting amongst yourselves? The breaches still exist. The waves of enemies still incur upon our airspace, and yet you fight amongst each other? What the hell is wrong with you people? I mean, just yesterday I impaled an innocent man in a pike just to see his screams. And yes, I said see his screams. You know, when you have enough magic, you can do anything you goddamn well please, and I just wanted to see his screams. You know, It is a horrible thing when the boogeymen, the monsters of the world, are the voice of reason. You know, really, you people are making this a whole lot less fun for us. I mean, I know our propaganda arm says that we're good guys and doing all the best for this nation and for this world. And to an extent, that's true. But in another way, completely, once we're done, you know, safeguarding this world, we're going to subjugate it. I mean, obviously that's the next step. But you're really taking all the fun out of this. I mean, the world's going to be in ruins by the time we achieve our goals, and then we're just going to run right over you because we're an organized force, and you're a bunch of fucking terrorists. I fail to see the gain that you're attempting here. Hopefully you'll get your shit together and at least make it interesting. This is very frustrating for us. I mean, our propaganda arm would say that you should join up and enter the breach and make this world safe again. And while that's all true, there's a more pressing truth, and that's you fuckers are making this boring. You know, I fail to understand why you would fight amongst yourselves when there are pressing matters on the outside. But if you are so depressed as to need to fight each other, why don't you come to Jerusalem? You can fight us. At least then I won't be bored, you know? Plus, I've, quite frankly, run out of prisoners. And I have this new device that sort of like a rack and an Iron Maiden. You know, Iron Maidens were never really used as for torture. It was like a sort of a scare the shit out of someone. But we found a way to keep people alive through it. And that makes it interesting. You know, the screams, when you can see them. Rather than hear them, because when you hear them, it's ear-splitting and really not that much fun. But when you can see their screams, you know, take pictures of them and then post them on the internet and then see people get, you know, like 1,000 likes for this pretty, pretty picture of, which is the end result of a soul camera being pointed at a screaming torture victim. It really fills you with this warm, happy feeling. You just never know until you experience it. That's all I'm saying. But hopefully this message will suitably infuriate the people of the world, and I won't be so bored. I mean, that's all I'm asking for.